Because I don't think anybody heard the prayer, so let's just pray again. And that way, since we just got a prayer request too, I feel we should go to the Lord on this. So please bow your hearts. Heavenly Father, we thank you, we trust you, we worship you, and we love you. We thank you for giving us all that we need to live. Father, we thank you for the trials and tribulations that come our way. Then help us come closer to you, and the good times too. We thank you, Father, for answering our prayers in regards to whatever we have in life, and answering them the way that you see fit. Thank you for forgiving us of our sins and cleansing us from unrighteousness, and then revealing sin to us. And thank you for winking at our times of ignorance too, when we do things that we don't realize is wrong. Thank you for being so long-suffering towards us. We lift up all those on our prayer list, Father, that are in need of prayer, whether it be salvation or healings. And we especially lift up Beth, who just requested prayer in regards to her throat is closing up, and the doctors want to put her on insulin. And so, Father, we pray that you direct her as you have directed us to the natural healing method that will take care of her situation completely, and she won't have to worry about using drugs to mask the symptoms. She'll have a method by which she can be completely healed. And we thank you, Father, for letting that be a way for you to be glorified as well, whether in her life or the lives of those that she shares her testimony with. Bless all those that help us do this work. Bless them in the way that they bless us, whether it's spiritual, physical, or financial blessings. And thank you for giving us this work to do. We also pray for the latter rain to give us the faith that will move mountains so that you're glorified, and thousands and millions come to the saving knowledge of your Son. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. All righty. So I guess we started a little late today with a little battery problem. I hope we have enough bandwidth. A few people aren't going to be able to make it today. I have gotten a phone call already. Rick and his family can't get in because their ISP is down. And if their ISP is down, they're in Florida, so there might be, it depends on the trunk line they're on. You know, there could be multiple trunk lines going to Florida, so if he can't get on, maybe some other folks that are in the area that come that can't get on either. So, because I know that happened to us when the Chicago trunk line went down.
Which one, Nick?
What do you mean?
Which trunk line's down?
Rick and family.
He's here.
He's here? He made it in? Okay, good. Yeah, because he called earlier and he said he might have problems getting in. But he made it in. Good. Okay. Praise the Lord. All right. Okay, we're still in the Last Day Events book. Letter 311. Can't answer the phone right now. It's Mondo, so just send a private message, Mondo. Thanks. He stopped the phone call. Send a private message. Lee's at the computer. And if I can help in any way, she'll let me know whatever it is that you were calling about. I don't think we're going to be able to get through letter 311 on October 30th, 1905. That's where we left off last week, because it's over two pages. And so I suggest that you read it when you get time. Letter 311, October 30th, 1905. It's page 166 of the book that we're on, and it goes all the way to page 168, three quarters of the way down. So it's more than two pages, yeah, definitely, two and a half pages. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to start at manuscript. Oh, wait, Lee, you have to get them in the into the, see where it says books. Click here to access the books. Okay, now wait, give it a second because it's on our server. All right, go to Closing Struggle. Now hit that yellow thing, it'll bring you right to it. I'll hit F2. Yeah, now everybody should be seeing this. It's coming out of one speaker on the left side. That has to be on your end then, Mondo, because I'm mid-range all the way up. Yep, I'm straight up on all of it. So that has to be a problem on your end. There's nothing I can do about that. if it's only coming out of one speaker. Is everybody else sounding okay? Yep. Okay. Good. Yeah. Stereo stuff. I'm shooting in mono anyway. I don't do stereo. If it's cutting out on one speaker, then you got a problem. So it's probably just a loose wire or something like that. Speakers are really fairly easy to fix. Unless there's a tear in the fabric, then you're in trouble. All right, manuscript 145. Just scroll down for those of you, because it came to the one that I said is too big. Scroll down to the next one. And you'll see what I mean. That's where we're at, 145, manuscript 145. October 31st. Oh, and for those of you that can, Tuesday night, well, Sunday night, we all meet, you know, with our friends from Australia in the room, do Bible study, reading from Ellen White or whatever. Usually it's reading from Sister White. And that's right, we do script, you know, the Bible study thing. And Tuesday we were going to have a gathering of, you know, the regulars, you know, that come, and anybody else is invited, of course. We're going to be discussing Halloween. Well, we could make it, right, Fran? I mean, we're picking up the kids on Wednesday. That's right. We're picking them up on Wednesday. And so what we decided to do, rather than, because I don't have the time to do a bunch of research, I do have some things I could share on Halloween. Anybody that comes, if you can bring something that you never knew about Halloween before, and then share it with us, whether it's in text chat or audio chat, and we'll discuss it. And it will be recorded, and it, of course, eventually will end up on the radio. I got a bunch of them that have to be edited to go on the radio. And when I say edited, I'm not going to take out comments and whatnot. I'm just going to be putting in music at the beginning and music at the end to make it, you know. And the music I use is like gospel music and stuff like that. I don't use anything with a drum beat. All right, then. Okay, so manuscript 145. Satan is using his science and playing the game of life for human souls. His angels are mingling with men and instructing them in the mysteries of evil. These fallen angels will draw away disciples after them, will talk with men, and will set forth principles that are false as can be, leading souls into the path of deception. These angels are to be found all over the world, presenting the wonderful things that will soon appear in a more decided light. Bonnie or Mondo or somebody, you remember that quote that we had last night that we were reading? Was it last? Yeah, it was last night. Where I think it was the first reading that we had before we had our little mishap here at the house and I had to step away. It was that one where Sister White said, at the end of it all, the devil has to concede that it was all just a big old waste of time. In other words, it was like more or less, you guys know what I'm talking about? It's that one quote that we read last night. If you can find it and throw it in the room or something. I forget. Which quote it was, but it was more or less to the fact that Satan knew from day one when he was cast from heaven, this is after he was given the opportunity to repent and decided against it, and then went after the other angels and deceived them using lies. At that point, Satan knew he had no chance to win. There was no victory on his end at all. He knew this, but he went ahead and did it anyway. And it was that one quote where Sister White said that the Lord says, you know, it's out of the scriptures, of course, why would you rob my subjects from me? In other words, the devil, that's all he did, is he robbed people from the kingdom of heaven. That's all he did. But I can't remember where the quote was. But anyway, that's the thing, is how the devil is deceiving men, and he knows that he had no chance of winning. He was doing it just out of spite, because it was really just, he knew he had no chance. And he did it out of spite. That's really sad when you think about those people that worship Satan, you know, or anybody else that falls for his lies. But, I mean, specifically, the people that actually worship Satan, or the luminarians, or the Masons, or, you know, they come up with all these different methods to hide by which to hide the religion of Satanism. Some just go right out and say, you know, they're Satan worshippers, they wear all the black and stuff like that. But then you got the Masons and then, you know, the prelates in Rome that hide it. You know, the bishops, the Pope, you know, stuff like that. These guys hide it by calling it Christianity or calling it Catholicism or whatever they want to call it. And, but they, you got to feel for people like that. They were robbed from heaven. They had such an opportunity. It's so sad. Anyway, the next one is letter 50. January 30th, 1906 says, one error after another pressed in upon us. Ministers and doctors brought in new doctrines. We would search the scriptures with much prayer and the Holy Spirit would bring the truth to our minds. The power of God would come upon me and I was enabled clearly to define what is truth and what is error. I would be taken off in vision and explanations would be given me. I was given illustrations of heavenly things and of the sanctuary so that we were placed where light was shining on us in clear, distinct rays. You know, we'll stop here for a minute. When I hear about the way the Lord communicated with Sister White, it makes me wonder, did he do the same thing for Isaiah and Jeremiah and Daniel? But they just didn't write these things down. You know, they just didn't discuss some of the conversations, the private conversations, or the explanations that the Lord gave on to them. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Because I mean, or is she the only one that's ever had this kind of explanations before? Or is the only one that was as vocal with it, you know? It's just amazing to see how that is such a blessing to be able to be taken off in vision and given an explanation of a Bible verse you're having a hard time with, you know? Oh, she did find it? Oh, good. Let me scroll down a little bit, Lee. I want to read it. In the final execution of the judgment, it will be seen that no cause for sin exists. When the judge of all the earth shall demand of Satan, why hast thou rebelled against me and robbed me of the subjects of my kingdom? The originator of evil can render no excuse. Every mouth will be stopped, and all the hosts of rebellion will be speechless before the great tribunal. And that right there. And the reason I had to read it is because there are people listening in the radio that don't have the text yet. But he has no excuse. He can't. Why did you rob subjects from my kingdom? He can't answer. There is no excuse because he knew he was going to lose anyway. He should have just said, like I said last night, he should have just said after he found out that it was too late for him, he should have just gone ahead and said, walked away on his own and died, you know, a few thousand years later or whatever the case may be, or just asked the Lord to end his existence at that point. But the Lord gave, you know, it's just like putting the tree in the Garden of Eden, you know. We have a decision to make, just like Adam and Eve have a decision to make, and so do all those other people on those other planets. They have the tree just like Adam and Eve did. The only difference is they chose not to go near the tree. You know, Eve decided to go near the tree. And the problem was the devil was in the tree. Continuing. All these truths are immortalized in my writings. Of course, Sister White's picking up where we left off here in regards to when she's taken off in vision and getting explanations. She says, all these truths are immortalized in my writings. The Lord never denies his word. Men may get up scheme after scheme, and the enemy will seek to seduce, souls from the truth, but all who believe that the Lord has spoken through Sister White and has given her a message will be safe from the many delusions that will come in the last days. I know, and this is one of the reasons we use this as much as we do in our little humble church service, because the way she explains the scriptures gives us a better understanding of the scriptures sometimes. Especially babes in Christ can really benefit by her writings. I mean, look at the way the Bible is today with like the NASB or the Dewey Rames or the Scofield, as a matter of fact. The Scofield Reference Bible is a good example of what I'm going to share. It had, I think that was one of the first Bibles that came out with helps in 1901. And the helps are man's opinion as to what the scriptures are saying. And the problem was people looked at those opinions because they were printed on the same page as the Holy Writ. They thought, well, this must be true. This must be what the answers are. And so Scofield incorporated his, you know, that new theology that those two Jesuits put forth regarding the preterist and the futuristic view of Antichrist, as well as all his gap theories, I like to call it. And the reason I call it a gap theory in regards to prophecy of Daniel or Revelation is because Schofield would explain what he understood or thought he understood in regards to Daniel's or Revelation's symbols, and then all of a sudden there'd be two or three chapters of no comments, big old gaps, you know, and all of it was assumptions and people just believed it. But if you're a babe in Christ and you have the scriptures without any helps, and then you have access to Ellen White's writings, and you go in there and you read what she says about the scriptures, and then how she uses, like Jesus did, uses scriptures to explain scriptures, you'll be blessed more than any theologian can be. Because a theologian trusts in man. Whereas you'll be trusting in a prophet who was told by the Lord as to what to write down, just like the prophets and the patriarchs who wrote the scriptures themselves. Her writings are inspired just as well as the scriptures are. Two people? Well, people are always falling in and out because of the... Is everybody getting lagged, or is just a couple of people getting lagged here? Okay, if it's bad everywhere, then it's me. If it's bad sporadically, it's them. Okay, because I can't control their ISPs. But it's good to know. I'm sure my bandwidth could cause a problem possibly for dial-up users to some extent. You know, like when we get a T1, it might help them somewhat to be a little bit more stable. But I doubt it. I don't know. We'll find out. You know, because I think if you all recall, we used to have problems like this years ago when we first started the software. The people that were coming in that had dial-up always had trouble. So where did I leave off? Okay, continuing. I know that the sanctuary question stands in righteousness and truth, just as we have held it for so many years. It is the enemy that leads minds off on sidetracks. He is pleased when those who know the truth become engrossed in collecting scriptures to pile up around erroneous theories which have no foundation in truth. And we've seen this happen numerous times with loved ones that have been like-minded believers like us and have stepped away and embraced some of the strangest doctrines. I mean, and have literally piled up scriptures around their doctrines. You know, like Sanballat piling a bunch of pebbles down by the wall so that, you know, Nehemiah has a rough go. It's amazing how it actually does, you can see it happening. And the sad thing is they don't. The tinning says, the scriptures thus used are misapplied. They were not given to substantiate error, but to strengthen truth. I am thankful that the instruction contained in my books establishes present truth for this time. These books were written under the demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Okay, the next one. I mean, there's no comment needed there. Manuscript 43, March 14th, 1908. For those of you listening on the radio. Evil angels are striving to obscure the clear vision of commandment keepers and so darken the understanding that they will not be able to discern between righteousness and unrighteousness. In some way or the other, the enemy will seek to deceive all, even the very elect. Oh. And there's dot, 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 so if it were possible, I would believe would be the end result of that statement, because the scriptures say the devil cannot deceive the elect. As the end result, he can't. He can, you know, mess with us, but eventually we do understand what we're looking at, if we are of the elect. When we are guided, going on, it says, when we are guided by the Lord, we shall have clear discernment. We shall not call righteousness unrighteousness, nor think that things that the Lord has forbidden are right. We shall understand where the Lord is working. That's one of the benefits of drawing nigh. You'll have that discernment. That's, you know, you'll have the understanding that you'll feel the Spirit. Well, I don't know if it's necessary to feel, but you'll know. You'll have discernment that something's not right in regards to a certain act or whatever it is that you're about to step forward into. Going on, she says, many have not understood this. There are some who I know have been led astray by the enemy, but God wants to make you a partaker of the divine nature. I love that when I see that. This is why Jesus came on the earth, to give us an idea, or to give us an example, is that we can walk in the divine nature that he did, perfectly in tune with the Father, walking as a man. And it's just such a beautiful statement. We can become partakers of the divine nature. He wants no yoke of human authority on your neck, but that you shall look to him who is able to save to the uttermost everyone that comes to him in righteousness and truth. We have no time to tamper with the enemy, for we are very weak near the close of this earth's history. Well, by the way, one of the things that I just remembered from last night we were talking about, one of the reasons you will get lag in this room is if you browse in this room. The person browsing is definitely going to get lag, and it may cause lag for others too. But at present, we would have to have over 50 or 60 people, I would think, to cause a problem for others. But if you are browsing in the room, it's going to cause lag for you. Or even if you're browsing outside of the room, it'll cause lag for you. And especially if you're on dial-up. I continue. Soon laws will be passed compelling all to observe the first day of the week instead of the seventh. We must meet this difficulty. We shall find trouble enough without stirring up contention among those who profess to be keeping God's commandments. The agencies of Satan will work with every mind that will allow itself to be worked by him. But there are also heavenly agencies waiting to communicate the bright rays of the glory of God to all who are willing to receive him. And that's one of the reasons you have music everywhere you go. Or another reason you've got, for example, you go into a store, there's music. You go into an elevator, there's music. The teenagers always got their headphones on, or you're driving down the road and you're listening to music. The devil doesn't want you to be alone with your thought, because the Lord is able to communicate better with his children when they're in prayer or, I think this is one of the reasons I get into the midday prayer so much, is because you get away from everything. The morning prayer is good too. Everybody's sleeping, you can pray, and the nighttime prayer is good too because everybody's sleeping, you can get away. You can go to a closet, in a room or whatever. But the midday thing, where you can go out into the trees or just walk down a road. I remember when I was a teenager, and we didn't have headphones and Walkman and stuff like that when I was a teenager. And sometimes my car was busted and I have to walk or hitchhike or whatever. I know I was dumb enough to hitchhike back then. That should not be done ever. But I'd be walking for miles, and you have no choice but to, be alone with your thoughts. And thoughts come to mind, and it's just a wonderful time. And you think, oh, what a drag, I got to walk for miles and miles and miles, when in fact it was the Lord's will that you would walk for miles and miles and miles so that he could communicate some things to you without you even realizing it sometimes. The place is made for that. Let's see. I guess we could stop there. I know we started a little late, but let's do one more. We'll just skip over those. Scroll down, because letter 42 is way too big for me to do at this point. I just want to do this one more. Scroll down to letter 46. We're going to skip 42 on page 169 for those of you who actually have the books. We're going to go to page 171. Near the top, letter 46, February 26, 1909. It says, "The Lord has made some remarkable revelations regarding the experiences that his people will pass through. I have been shown that evil angels in the form of believers will work in our ranks to bring in a strong spirit of unbelief. Let not even this discourage you, but bring a true heart to the help of the Lord against the powers of satanic agencies. These powers of evil will assemble in our meetings, not to receive a blessing, but to counterwork the influences of the Spirit of God. Take up no remark that they may make, but repeat the rich promises of God, which are yea and amen in Christ Jesus." I was reading the other day, Desire of Ages, and I'm in the area where it speaks of Jesus as an adolescent and how he was needled by his friends and whatnot. And, like we call it teasing today or peer pressure or whatever. He always responded with scripture, promises of scripture in regards to why you shouldn't do what you're suggesting I do and so on. And this is the method by which we should do it. You know, and sure, you're going to be tempted to get in their face. You're going to be tempted to rebuke loudly and, you know, cause a big stir. But it's best just to, you know, share Scripture. And if it can make a devil flee, it certainly can make someone possessed by one flee as well. All right, finishing it up, it says, we are never to catch up the words that human lips may speak to confirm the evil angels in their work, but we should repeat the words of Christ. Christ was the instructor in the assemblies of these angels before their fall from their high estate. So these evil angels, they certainly are taking every advantage. And since we are soldiers for Christ, we should do as our general says. And our general is Christ Jesus. We'll be back in a minute.